Hello, you guys, and my name is Brooke, and welcome to my podcast, Blogger with a Twist, and I am your host and the creator. So what you guys can find on my podcast is topics about lifestyle, rants, story times, or anything else I find interesting to talk about. So if that sounds interesting, then subscribe, tell your family, friends, or whoever about my podcast. And last but not least, sit back, relax, get your snacks, munchies, or whatever, and let's get this episode popping. Hey, you guys, and it's your girl Brooke, and I am back with a new episode. And I know that I did not come out with an episode last week, but I really I had an episode ready, but I still had to edit it, and unfortunately I did not give myself enough time to edit the episode, and I waited longer in a week to record than I would have liked. So timing was really off last week, but like I said, your girl is back. And also, happy 4th of July. So I know that there are some people that celebrated 4th of July this past weekend, and you have some people that are actually celebrating on 4th of July, which is Tuesday of this week. As far as my plans, I'll probably just be relaxing since I don't have to work. And it's kind of bittersweet because if I was scheduled to work, I would be getting paid time and a half, but you know, it is what it is. Besides that, today's episode, I'm going to be giving you guys an update about the hair gel that I got from Ulta Beauty about 2 weeks ago, my latest foodie cooking venture that I did this past weekend, and then lastly, a video on TikTok that I saw months ago that just made me realize why I do not like working with the general public. So, like I say in my intro, get your snacks and let's get this episode popping. Okay, so starting off with the hair gels, if you guys listened to my last episode, which was the week before last, I told you guys that the two gels I got from Ulta Beauty were the Curlsmith Fragrance Free Hard Hold Gel and the Not Your Mother's Hard Hold Gel. And at the time that I recorded that episode, I was using the Curlsmith gel. So my thoughts on the Curlsmith gel, I actually did like it. It did give my hair some hold. It definitely left my hair feeling moisturized, because when I was reading the back of the product, I found out that the third or the fourth ingredient that's in the product is glycerin. And if you guys don't know, glycerin is a type of humectant that draws in the moisture from the air into your hair. And as good as that does sound, unfortunately, if it's too much moisture in the air and your hair absorbs that because of the glycerin in the product that you're using, your hair may not only lose its definition, but it could become very frizzy. So if you have naturally textured hair, whether it's curly, wavy, coily, kinky, or even if your hair is straight, then you know that it is not a good thing. Especially if you want your hairstyle to last for days. And so, yeah, even though it's glycerin in the product, it gave me a decent hold, but I definitely feel like If it did not contain glycerin at all, I would have had a better hold. So overall, I would give the Curl Smith gel a 7 out of 10 because it's not a super bad gel. I could probably use it in the fall season when it's not a lot of humidity in the air, or maybe I can combine it with a product that is humid resistant. And then as far as the Not Your Mother's hard hold gel that I put on my hair last week, in comparison with the Curl Smith, I definitely feel like the Not Your Mother's gave my hair a better hold versus the Curl Smith. My hair did have a shine and it didn't feel as moisturized as the Curl Smith, but it didn't feel like super dry. And so if I had to pick which gel I liked the most, it would have to be the Not Your Mother's. I definitely feel like when it's really humid and the dew points are over 65, that's when it's better for me to use the Not Your Mother's. But if the dew points are under 60 and humidity is not as high, then I could probably use the Curl Smith. But all in all, I do like these gels. So if you are looking to get a gel to help combat frizz and with humidity, then I would recommend these two gels. And if you are one of those people that do not like the smell of fragrances in your products, then you would definitely like the Curl Smith gel. But if you don't mind your products having a fragrance, then definitely check out the Not Your Mother's hard hold gel. And I believe the gel is number 9, which tells you how strong the gel is. And I believe the Curl Smith is also at a number 9 as well. But yes, you guys, protect your curls, your coils, waves, your hair strands this summer. Next thing that I'll be talking about is my latest food cooking venture that I did this past weekend. So this past weekend, my boyfriend's godson came over for the weekend like he does like every other weekend. And so I decided to cook him a early birthday dinner because his birthday is on July 4th. So your girl decided to make fried chicken, baked mac and cheese, collard greens with smoked turkey neck bone, and a cornbread casserole. And when I tell you guys that food was hitting, it was hitting. I'm not going to sit up here and say I'm like Chef Boyardee, because typically when I cook, I normally only like to cook when I'm in the mood for cooking. But if I'm not in the mood for cooking, I will not. And I've definitely gotten lazy over the past year or so. No, probably longer than that, because when I was working out, I would cook a lot more. But yes, I've gotten very lazy with cooking. But just know that if your girl needs to throw down in the kitchen, I can throw down in the kitchen. That's all I'm saying. The ancestors have taught me with. But yeah, like I said, the food was hitting and it came out really good. Unfortunately, my boyfriend's godson did not like the collard greens. I think that was his first time having them. So maybe he just doesn't like them. It is what it is. But you know, me personally, I definitely feel like the greens came out really good. As far as my baked mac and cheese, I did use a different type of cheese. I used Gouda, which I typically don't, but it definitely brought some character to my mac and cheese. If you guys want to know my personal tips for a creamy baked mac and cheese. Then I'll leave the link to the blog post that I made about that. And then as far as the cornbread casserole, I had never made that, but it's a very simple dish. The only thing I used was Jiffy cornbread, a can of cream corn, and a can of regular whole kernel corn, a half a stick of butter, and a little bit of honey. And another thing that I do when it comes to cornbread, well, two things, okay? One is that I don't overmix the cornbread batter. And then number two, I make sure my cornbread is moist and not dry, because the last thing I want is a piece of some dried up cornbread. So yeah, the cornbread casserole really came out good, and I cannot wait to try it again. And as far as, you know, the collard greens, I like to slow cook my greens, you know. So I had them simmering and cooking for about 3 hours. And then the fried chicken, of course, you know, you got to clean your chicken, okay? And I'm not talking about using like dish detergent or some bleach or some Fabuloso, okay? Just use some vinegar. Because I know I'm kind of getting off track, but I had seen this video on TikTok not too long ago where this woman cleaned and made chicken using her washer and her dryer. So basically, she took her chicken and she put it in her washing machine, and I believe she used Fabuloso to clean her chicken, or some type of cleaner that's not really meant to clean your food. So after she cleaned the chicken, she dried it off, I think with like a paper towel, and then put some seasoning on the chicken. And after she seasoned the chicken, she threw it in the dryer to cook it. And I'm sitting here watching a video like, girl, have you lost your damn mind? Why in the world would somebody want to eat your laundromat chicken, okay? Tell me why. But then again, everybody has their own method to how they cook. But personally, for me, if I was her friend, I would not want to eat at her house. That's why it's very important that you be careful at whose house you're eating at, because you don't know what they do in the kitchen, okay? And then the last thing I'll be talking about in this episode is the TikTok video that, like I said, made me realize why I do not like working with the general public. So basically, the video is about this man and his family. They decide to go to Cold Stone to get some ice cream at like 8:27, 8:28. In the evening. Now mind you, Cold Stone closes at like 8:30. So by the time this man and his family came to Cold Stone, they were ready to close. And I guess the workers, who were teenagers, was not trying to serve the guy and his family because they came super late. The guy started cursing out the workers. And in my head, I'm thinking as I'm watching a video, how inconsiderate can you be? Number one, if you've ever been to Cold Stone to get ice cream, then you know that they customize the ice cream for you. Like, they add in the toppings and stuff, and, you know, it takes some time to clean it up. So why would you think that if you come into an establishment 2 to 3 minutes before they're about to close, that you deserve top tier service? I feel like if his family wanted ice cream that bad, number one, they should have gotten to Cold Stone earlier in the day. And then number two, if you walk in, and clearly I'm pretty sure on the front of the store, it tells you what time they closed, why did you just not leave and just go to the market and get some ice cream support a family until you get back to Coldstone at a proper time. But the fact that this grown behind man was yelling and cursing at these workers who were teenagers, I'm just like, wow. And that's what, and that is what gets me with some people that be so rude to people that work in the food service or in the retail service. Y'all act like y'all have never had to work a 9-to-5 job or a job that may not be your passion or your dream, but it's money that pays the bills. Like, even working at Starbucks, I've seen some customers do the absolute most. And it's kind of like, why are you acting this way over some coffee and some food that don't got no damn taste to it? Like, seriously, if you really want the food that bad, yeah, you have a better chance at going to the market and cooking the food yourself and adding some flavor. But anyway, I digress. Let me not go on a rampage about that, okay? But yeah, like I said, that video, I saw it months ago, and I'm pretty sure it's probably still up on TikTok or the internet somewhere. But I'm just saying this as an announcement for people that have never either worked a retail job or a minimum wage job. Please do not be an a-hole when you come into an establishment, okay? And treat people like they're a piece of trash or their job is not as valuable as what you do. Like, have some common courtesy. But anyway, besides that, if you guys enjoyed this week's episode, definitely subscribe, tell your family and friends. And like I said, if you guys want to check out the blog post about the tips for a creamy baked mac and cheese, the link will be below in the description. And then also, if you are job searching and you need some motivational tips, then I'll leave the link to that blog post in the description as well. And without further ado, I hope you guys have a great week, a great 4th of July, and I will hopefully talk to you guys in my next episode. Peace.